The main opposition candidate in Togo, Bob Emmanuel Akitani, has gone into hiding after declaring himself the winner of Sunday's presidential election. Early results give President Nasimbe Eyadema, Africa's longest ruling leader, a wide lead. Mr. Akitani says results collected by opposition observers throughout Togo prove he has won Sunday's election, despite official results showing he is trailing President Eyadema by 25 percentage points. Speaking to VOA from an undisclosed location outside Lomé Wednesday, Mr. Akitani says his plan to form his own government has been delayed because his two top aides were detained by authorities on Tuesday before being released early Wednesday. Mr. Akitani says he has isolated himself because he fears for his security. Mr. Akitani also says his supporters and his party headquarters were attacked by supporters of President Eyadema wielding baseball bats while police looked on. A so-called victory caravan in white vans has been parading throughout the capital Lomé since the first results were announced Monday, giving Mr. Eyadema, who has been in power 36 years, nearly 60% of the vote. The victory caravan traveled to opposition strongholds in Lomé on Tuesday. Authorities say there were clashes with opposition militants that left 50 people injured and several cars destroyed. Speaking on state television late Tuesday, Communications Minister Pitong Chala blamed the opposition militants for provoking the violence.
L'UFC-PFC de Gilles-Christ Olympio.
Mr. Pitong Chala says Mr. Akitani and his main backer, exiled opposition leader Gilles-Christ Olympio, are inciting militants to take to the streets. He says they are refusing the verdict of the vote. A spokesman for Mr. Akitani in Lomé says he is calling on opposition supporters to mount a campaign of civil resistance against the official results.
Dre Kwevi-Dovi
says he is against violence, but that militants cannot remain passive while they are being beat up by government supporters. He did not know how many people had been injured in the clashes on Tuesday. The opposition also says the election was marred by fraud. Opposition parties say their election observers weren't able to monitor vote counting at many polling stations in the north, the stronghold of Mr. Eyadema. The main observer group for the election, the International Organization of Francophonie, says it's too early to say whether the elections were free and fair, even though other observer groups released a statement Tuesday saying the election was a success. Important observer groups, usually present in Africa, like the U.S.-based National Democratic Institute, did not monitor the vote because they weren't allowed to send observers before the vote took place. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Lomé.